Hi, and welcome to the Writing and Marketing Show, brought to you by author Wendy H. Jones. This show does exactly what it says on the tin. It's jam-packed with interviews, advice, hints, tips, and news to help you with the business of writing. It's all wrapped up in one lively podcast, so it's time to get on with the show. And welcome to episode 98 of the Writing and Marketing Show with author, entrepreneur, Wendy H. Jones. It's a pleasure to be here again, and it really is a pleasure because I got my voice back. I literally had no voice whatsoever last week. I couldn't even croak anything out. I was at a book festival and a literary festival, and I literally could not get a word out. It was hard work, as they say. Somebody had to stand in. Chris Longmuir stood in and did one of my presentations for me, which was very good of her. She ran my workshop, and I'm very grateful to her. And as you know, the lovely Sheila Robinson, aka S.E. Skillman, stood in for me last week, and I am very grateful that she did so. And she prepared and gave that session with very little notice, and I'm extremely impressed with how she did, to be honest. So well done, Sheila, and people have helped me out for the last 2 weeks. So this week, we've been talking about writing a lot, and I thought it was time we went back to doing something about marketing. So I'm going to talk about book promotion companies, and I'll tell you why I'm talking about that in a moment. Firstly, I would like to say it's an absolute pleasure to do this show every week. I love doing it, and it's a pleasure to do it. However, it does take time out of my writing. If you would like to support that time, you can do so for as little as $3 a month, which is the price of a tea or coffee a month. And I would be very grateful, and it would let me know that you're enjoying the show and you want me to continue with it. And I do want to continue with it because I can't believe that before I know where I am, I'll be up to 2 years of the show. It's just flown past. And we started practically just before the pandemic, and for the whole show, there's been a pandemic on, really. But we've still continued to write. We've still continued to bring books out, and that is great. And my latest book is out. That's Killer's Curse, the seventh book in the D.I. Shona McKenzie mysteries. I do have copies that I can sign for you. If you would like to get a copy, then you can do so at wendy@wendyhjones.com, or you can get them from any bookshop or from any ebook retailer as well, and any online or offline, as they say, physical high street bookstore. They're available everywhere. I'll big shout out to the bookhouse in Monifieth. No, they're not in Monifieth anymore. I'm lying. They're in Broughty Ferry now. They moved during the pandemic. The bookhouse in Broughty Ferry, who are stocking it and have copies available. So that's Killer's Curse, the seventh D.I. Shona McKenzie mystery. And today, as I record this, we're coming to the end of NaNoWriMo. And it's been great fun writing for the month, although I did have to take time out because I was busy with various book events and book signings. So it's been a really busy month for book signings, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've met some lovely people, and I've sold lots of books, which is nice. However, today I want to talk about book promotion companies. Now, the reason I'm doing this is twofold. First of all, I want to help you guys. But secondly, I am actually doing a lot of book promotion with these book promotion companies at the moment. Now, why am I doing it? Why is it so important at the moment for me to do this? Well, firstly, it's because it's coming up for Christmas. And what happens at Christmas? People end up getting Kindles, Kobos, Nooks, tablets, various e-reading devices, phones, all of which are electronic and all of which you can read e-books on. So this is an important time for, and for people stocking up ebooks. The other thing that happens at Christmas is that people get book tokens. They'll get book tokens for Amazon, they'll get book tokens for Kobo, they'll get book tokens for all sorts of things. So using book promotion companies for your ebooks makes a lot of sense at the moment, because come the 26th, some on the 25th, but mainly on the 26th of December, for that week, people will be topping up their ebook devices, and they will be buying ebooks in their droves. So it's important to capitalize on this as an author. It's important to let people know that your books are available. So because of this, I am doing a lot of book promotion. I've had a great time doing the book promotion. And I thought that I would let you know the sites that I've used, how I've used them, how much they cost, how much I'm spending in total, and how you can do it. So I'm going to give you a rundown of all the ones that I use. Now, I know there are others available, but these are the ones that send out newsletters with books in. First of all, what I wanted to say was, for all these sites, for all of the sites, they expect your book to be on a promotion, either free or on a promotion. Now, I don't give my books away for free. I do them on a promotion. So what I've said is, I'm going to put my Killer's Countdown and Antiques and Alibis, so that's the first in each series, I'm going to put them on special offer at 99p. So they're on a promotion for 99p or 99¢, because most of them work in cents. So 99¢ or 99p. On all of the various book promotion sites. Now, that's a reduction from $2.99 or £2.99. So it's a third of the usual price. Most of them expect you to have them at least 50% off, but they prefer them to be 99¢. That's because readers are more likely to buy into new authors or to pick up a book at 99¢. Now, if I sell a book for 99¢ on Amazon, I make about 32¢ or 32p per book on it. So later on, we'll do the maths and we'll work out how much I will need to sell in order to make my money back. But it's not just about making money, as I will discuss later in the show towards the end. So I planned on reducing my book to 99¢ from the 26th of December to the 31st of December. That takes in the week when people are actually looking for discounted books, when they're looking for books to stock up on their devices. So the first place I tried is one that I have used before. It's called Fussy Librarian. Now, the Fussy Librarian, the prices vary depending on your genre. There are some there for non-fiction, which are $25. There are some which are, I've done mine in mystery. I've done two categories. I've done female sleuths and I've done mystery police procedural. So mystery female sleuths and mystery police procedural. And that's for my Detective Inspector Shona McKenzie mysteries, Killer Countdown, the first book in that series. And in total, for two books, I spent $44. Now, the two books that I did were, firstly, I did Killer's Countdown. When I got to the end of it, it was $27, I think. It said you will get a reduction in the price if you actually promote a second book. And I thought, well, I will do the same for Antiques and Alibis for the sake of the Fussy Librarian for the sake of the Fussy Librarian promotion, which is what I did. Sorry, I got a bit distracted there because I was trying to switch off my notifications because the notification distracted me in the first instance. So I took advantage of the 20% discount for the second one. And so I did Antiques and Alibis. And I put that in humorous and also mystery female sleuths. Mystery police procedural. Now, the reason I did those two as opposed to any other mystery ones, first of all, they suit my book. But the second reason was I actually wanted them to be done on the 26th of December. And I couldn't do it for one of the categories on the 26th of December. So I tried a different category. And I think it's good to try different things anyway, because you can find out if your book sells better. So I did it in two different categories, and I had to change it to humour for Antiques and Alibis. Now, Antiques and Alibis is a humorous, laugh-out-loud caper of a book, so it would work well. But I obviously couldn't do that for my category of, for my categories for Killer's Countdown. I couldn't do that at all. So I had to just tweak the categories in order to get the both categories on my day. So I have four chances of people looking at my books, because it's four promo efforts for $44. So that's $11 per category, which I think is a very good deal. It's not expensive at all. So that was Fussy Librarian. And what I did was I re-promoed them, because I've already got them done. So it was really easy to re-promo them, because I already had them in there. If you didn't have them in there, it is very, very simple to sign up on Fussy Librarian. What you will need is you will need an Amazon link, a Kobo link, an Apple link, a Nook link if you have one, and a Google Play link if you have one. So all of those links you will need. You will need a short description. You will need the description from the back of your book as well. Although I've got the description from the back of my book, for the sake of the promos, where they wanted a shorter description as well, I just said for Killer's Countdown, women are dying on the streets and the streets of Dundee are running with blood. Only one woman can save them. Will they succeed? That was what I said for Killer's Countdown. Just a short, punchy, grab the attention of the people who are reading the newsletter. Remember that a lot of people will be reading the newsletter, but a lot of people will also be promoting in the newsletter. So it's important to get a punchy title that might grab the attention. So that was Fussy Librarian. The second one I did was Book Cave. And Book Cave, I did one book in, that was Killer's Countdown. And it asked, Book Cave was $40. And it asked about my book in detail. And it said, was there any swearing? And you have seven categories about swearing to tick. Then it said, was there any crude language? That's crude language is different to swearing. This is crude language, toilet humour, things like that. And again, you had five categories to tick the one of. I did this bottom for all of them because there's none of that in my books. Again, was there any sex? Again, five categories. Was there any nudity? Five categories. And was there any violence? And again, five categories. So I ticked all of those. I put all my links in to all the various different sites. Again, Amazon, Kobo, Nook, Apple. I did all of that. And then after you've done all that, it then will give you a content rating. And my content rating, despite the fact it has violence, was classed as mild. And this was because the violence didn't involve sex, didn't involve nudity, etc., etc. So there's a lot of really violent scenes, gang clashes, all that sort of thing. They ask all of that, and mine was classed as mild. I don't know what the other categories are, because my books don't cover that, so I can't help you there, I'm afraid. But it was very easy to do. It took me about 10 minutes. I submitted and I was done and dusted very, very quickly. The next one I tried to do was eReader News Today. Now, eReader News Today have no slots. There are no featured book deals for the remainder of the year, or any of the normal book deals for the remainder of the year. So I missed out on that because I didn't start early enough. Now, it's important if you are doing Christmas promos to think about things early. I didn't, because I've been ill for several weeks now with various different things. So I didn't think about doing it. So I've missed out on that. So that has taught me a salutary lesson, and one that I can pass on to you, that you need to plan ahead and do things early, probably maybe August for your Christmas promotions. BookBub is another one, but I didn't look at BookBub. Now, BookBub, you can either ask for a feature, a BookBub featured, or you can do an ad with them. I didn't do either. They're extremely expensive. I'm not completely up to date with BookBub ads, so I didn't want to add another layer in at the moment. But BookBub is one you can look at. Another two are Free Booksy and Bargain Booksy. Now, my book obviously wasn't free, so I didn't use Free Booksy. But if you have a book that's going to be free and you're using it to build up your backlist, to sell your backlist, then, or, you know, the next in series, then it can be very good. But I did use its sister newsletter, Bargain Booksy. Again, as I say, I reduced my book to 99 cents and it was $65 for the mystery category. Now, I was also offered a thriller mystery cozy deal of the day for $150. I decided not to do that. I want to try and see what it's like on Boxing Day without adding another layer into the mix. So I'm also using this as a way of looking at my promotion and a way of looking at how effective they are. And if I added in another layer, then it might be a bit more complex. So I didn't do that at the moment, but it is something I would consider in the future when I've got a bit more time to think about what I want to do in terms of my promotion and don't want a specific day on the 26th of December, which is Boxing Day. They send everything out in a daily email, as does Fussy Librarian and Book Cave and all e-reader and BookBub. They all do that, Free Booksy. So they send it out in a daily email and they send it out to 100,000 different readers. So 100,000 readers will get eyes on my book. And I mean, for example, Fussy Librarian was 57,000 readers. They're the people that will get eyes on your book. So it's worth doing these things. So you will also get, as well as being on the email, daily email, you will get featured on bargainbooksy.com and it will be on the front page, front and centre, so you will get really good exposure there as well. I couldn't actually do the 26th for this, but I made the decision to go for the 27th. Now, the reason I did that was if people don't read it on the 26th, then they're likely to do it, they're likely to look on the 27th, because the 27th is still a public holiday here in the UK at the moment, because Christmas Day is on a Saturday. So they have 4 days off. So people by the 27th might be looking at these newsletters. So I decided to do it on the 27th. I made the decision not to just stick to the 26th for that one. I was offered Facebook ads for 5 days as an add-on for this for $150, which is actually excellent. But again, I didn't go for that this time. I'm going to try that another time and then I can look at whether it improves my chances, because this time I just want to see how it does with the newsletters. Next time I will do the two offers, the 5 days of Facebook ads and also the featured deal of the day, and see how that goes. But again, I'm going to do that at another date and then I can compare them both and see if my money is well spent doing that. Another one that you can use is Robin Reads. I wanted to go on Robin Reads. I have done them before. They're very good. I got a very good return on them. However, they have absolutely no availability for December at all. So I just left that this time. If I had done it, it would have cost $65. And I was going to do all of these, every single one of them, apart from BookBub and Free Booksy. And because of the call, I was going to do them all to see how they work, to see how I what happened in terms of my reach. So again, that's $65. It's one to consider. It's actually a very good site. They do a good job. I get their newsletters every day. By the way, I'm signed up as a reader to all these newsletters, so I know what they're like. It's well worth signing up as a reader. First of all, you will get free and bargain books, but you will also get to see how they work, what they look like, and things like that. I then went to Book Doggy, which is one I haven't used before. However, I have been meaning to use it. It's very cheap. I did Murder Mystery. It was $20 for Murder Mystery. And they also promote the series. And they will promote the series link if you have one on Amazon. So I took advantage of that. It was free. It wasn't extra. So I took advantage of promoting the series link so people can see that there are 7 books in the series. And they can actually look at the other books as well. So that's well worth doing. And I think it's well worth $20. The next one I did was BookSense. Again, I've never used BookSense before. It was very easy to do. It was cost me $50. It was just as easy as the others. You needed the links to all the different platforms. You needed a description of your book. You needed the book name, the price it was reduced to, the price it usually is. At the end, they offered to expand my audience to eReader IQ and Book Ruins for $30 and $25 respectively. Again, I turned these down because I'm wanting to see how things work. It's a bit of a blind test, really, I suppose, to see how things work just using the newsletters. And then the next time I do it, possibly about April, maybe around about my birthday, I will do it again and I will use all the added extras that they're offering me. You're probably thinking, oh my goodness, this is costing Wendy an absolute fortune at the moment, but I'll tell you how much it cost in a moment. Another one that I wanted to try was Pixel of Ink. Pixel of Ink, when you go to advertise with them, are saying they're currently not accepting any advertising. So you cannot do anything with Pixel of Ink at the moment, and they're not saying when it's opened again. I hope that's given you an overview. Now, I'll tell you how much I spent. In total, I spent $215, which came to £162.08. Don't forget the 8 pence. £162.08. Now, you're probably thinking that's an awful lot of money, Wendy, but that's an awful lot of readers that are getting their eyes on my books, on my offer. And I may pick up an awful lot of new readers. If I pick up an awful lot of new readers and, 90%, 50%, whatever of them like the first book and they go on to read the whole series, then my read-through rates at higher prices will be good. And I've got a very good read-through rate, I have to say. If people buy my first book, they tend to read the whole series, which is good. I'm really pleased with, because they go on and they buy others. So you're not just looking at how many you've sold of those 99 cent first in series. You're looking at it over a 1, maybe 2, 3, 4 week period, maybe longer, to see what the read through rates, the sales of your other books in your series are. Now, I've done this for a few reasons. First of all, I wanted to capture, as I said right at the very beginning, I wanted to capture the audience from Christmas, from the Christmas book sales. The other thing I wanted to do, I have a 7th book in a series out. So obviously, I want people to start reading the series because it will then lead on to the 7th book selling even better than it already is. It's already selling extremely well, which I'm very pleased about. But it will also do that. The other thing that can happen is if you are doing an ebook promotion and you do get a lot of sales, then you can find yourself getting that coveted orange sticker. Now, I'm very fortunate that all my books have hit Amazon bestseller status, but getting a coveted sticker again or getting up into the top 1,000 of the overall Amazon store is a good thing. It helps drive sales because the higher up you are in the charts, the more likely people are to see your books, the more likely they are to purchase them, and the more likely you are to sell your read-through on your series, which is what you want. This is all about getting more eyes on your books and getting more readers to buy into your books and liking them. Now, you're probably wondering why I did Antiques and Alibis. Well, I'm hoping Blood and Bones will be out before Christmas. You know, fair wind and fingers crossed, as they say, and a lot of prayers going heavenwards. I'm hoping it will be out before Christmas and then people will be able to buy book two in the series as well. So it's three reasons, just to recap, three reasons: Christmas sales, read through, new books coming out, and it will help the new book sales if people like your earlier in the series books and they get them at a good price. So I'm really pleased. I will give you an update on this possibly at the beginning of February. I will let you know whether I made my money back, how my sales went, and whether it was worth doing. At the moment, I think it is worth doing. When I've done them before, I have done extremely well, which as I say, I'm very pleased with. And it will always help. And it's part doing these book promotion deals are part of my advertising portfolio. They're in my arsenal and I use them periodically. I don't use them all the time, but I do use them periodically. And I do pick up new readers and I find that my read-through is extremely good. So I'm always thinking of ways to promote, and I hope I've helped you to consider these sites and to consider these different places. If you're listening to this on the date it comes out, which is Wednesday the 1st of December, you should still be able to get Christmas deals in that fabulous week between Christmas and New Year, where sales are actually good because people are wanting to get to use gift cards and they're wanting to use new devices. So I would advise you to take a look today. If you're listening to it on the 1st, or even if you're listening to it in the next week, there will still be spaces left. You may need to tweak the genres a little bit, but you will find something that suits you eminently well and you will be able to promote your books. So I wish you all the best with it. And if you do it, please let me know. You can contact me at wendy@wendyhjones.com, or you can contact me through my website, wendyhjones.com. If you want to buy any of my books, any of the books in the series, they are available on wendyhjones.com as signed copies. That's my adult mysteries, my books for writers, and my children's picture books. They are available, as are all my courses that I run for authors. So you can take a look there. If you want to look at your marketing for the new year, then I run a marketing course and it's well worth having a look at that for the foreseeable, and seeing if that will help you in January, because what better time to get your book sales off to a cracking start. So thank you for listening once again, and I wish you all the best with your writing, with your book promotion. And if you've been doing NaNoWriMo, then hey, well done to you. I hope you met your NaNoWriMo goal. And I look forward to seeing you next week when I will have an interview with someone and I will still have my voice, I'm hoping. So all the best with everything, and I'll see you next week. That brings us to the end of another show. It was really good to have you on the show with me today. I'm Wendy H. Jones, and you can find me at wendyhjones.com. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support me for as little as $3 a month, which is less than the price of a tea or coffee. You go to patreon.com/WendyHJones. I'm also Wendy H. Jones on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you found it both useful and interesting. Join me next week when I will have another cracking guest for you. Until then, have a good week and keep writing, keep reading, and keep learning.